The referee blew his whistle and stopped the play. He looked at my son and with great authority said, "Your shoe is untied." My son looks down at his feet, quickly drops to his knees, and frantically begins trying to tie his shoe. Now, he's pretty adept at tying his shoe. He does so every morning in his room all by himself. But in this particular occasion, he was not by himself. He had a referee looking over his shoulder, 7 other players anxiously waiting for him to finish, and about 25 gathered parents all watching him try to tie his shoe. And as soon as he started, I could tell this was not going to go well. Torah begins this week's parsha with a very interesting phrase. Ve'ela mishpatim, these are the laws, asher tasim lifneihem, that you shall place before them, place before the Jewish people. Now generally laws are taught or instructed, but to place them before them? Sages understand from this that Moshe was required to place the laws on a platter before them, like a table set, easy to understand, clear, concise. To illustrate what that means, the Gemara records the story of Rabbi Preda, the great sage, who had a particular student who was not so adept, not so bright. This student, in fact, needed to be taught every single lesson 400 times. And Rabbi Preda, with tremendous patience, would teach the lesson over and over and over again, 400 times, until the student understood. On one particular occasion, the Gemara records Rabbi Preda announced before the lesson that he had a wedding to go to after class. He begins teaching over and over with patience, 400 times like he always does, teaching the lesson to this particular student. At the end of the 400th time, he gets up to leave and the student says, "But Rebbe, I don't understand yet." Rebbe Preda asks him, "We've done it 400 times like we always do. What happened?" The student responds, "Rebbe, this time, before you started, you said you had to leave. And I didn't know after which lesson you would get up and go. I didn't know which time I had to make sure I understood it. And the pressure of each time that you began thinking, this is my only chance to get it, I have to do it now, was too great. I couldn't concentrate. Couldn't follow the lesson." Many of us have jobs where we have to think or perform under pressure. But children can't learn under pressure. They need to know that they have the time and the space to figure things out on their own. If tying a shoe under pressure becomes an almost impossible task, imagine trying to learn to read, or go over a math assignment at night, or come up with a creative writing with a parent looking over your shoulder, ready to criticize every move if it's not perfect the first time. Children need to know that they have the ability to work it through at their own pace, given the time that they need. And none of us have time to teach anything 400 times. And life sometimes causes those pressure situations, and when it does, we need to adjust the expectation as to their performance, given that they need to perform now under pressure. But if an environment is created where that's the exception, the norm is where a child understands that they'll have the opportunity to make mistakes, and they won't be criticized right away, and they'll have the time and the patience from us that they need to understand, figure it out, and process it at their own time, will be a home in which children flourish, and they'll be able to learn all the life skills that we're trying to teach them. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.